RJ Hallman joins us. Thank you so much for giving us some time, RJ. We appreciate it.
Yeah, of course, Annie. Glad to be with you guys this morning.
So it does appear as though all of the sudden in the last 3-4 days, there have been all these children who have been separated from their parents. The spotlight has certainly been shine right on this issue this weekend, but I don't think it's been just this weekend that this issue has been occurring, has it?
No, of course not, absolutely. The virtue signaling by a lot of people on the left especially has just started in the last couple weeks, but a lot of things remain unchanged since the prior administration. Again, Kirstjen Nielsen has stressed this. She's correct. The Trump administration, like, truly has not changed the policies around separating an adult from a child. They're unchanged. The separation only occurs if the adult, you know, is falsely claiming to be the child's parent, is a threat to the child, or is put into criminal proceedings. But that last point is the thing we got to highlight. So the Justice Department recently announced a zero tolerance policy for illegal entry. So if you are entering the country illegally, irrespective of whether you have a child with you or not, you are put into criminal proceedings. And based on a settlement from the 90s under the Clinton administration, if a parent is placed in a criminal setting, a jail, the child goes to the least restrictive setting, which is a shelter, a detention shelter, where they're placed together. So I think people need to understand is, what do you want? Do you want these kids that are separated from their families because their parent committed a crime? Should they go to jail? I think the Democrats, all they want is these people just to be released into the interior of the country and basically have open borders. Because right now, again, the children are being cared for in a least restricted setting and not going to jail. If you commit a crime and you are a U.S. citizen, you are separated from your child. Your child does not get to join you in jail if you committed theft or any other crime.
Yeah, absolutely. The question that I have is, what's the alternative? Just like you're explaining there, when you hear this sensationalism behind this, and the images are stark. Nobody wants to see any child ripped from their parent. I'm a mother of three myself, and it hurts the heart to see that. But there needs to be something done either before they get here or after they get here. What is the Trump administration's solution to this issue?
Well, you know, too, I mean, there's things like the border wall and obviously a lot of loopholes that need to be closed. So, you know, this week, you know, the House is going to vote on two immigration bills on Thursday. You know, unfortunately, from our perspective and from the perspective of the rule of law, both do contain some form of amnesty. You know, the Goodlatte bill for about 700,000 DACA recipients, and then some new compromise bill that the White House is looking to support that gives amnesty to about 1.8 million people. But however, both of those bills do a couple, you know, key important things. Number one, they allow people. So if you come here from a non-contiguous country, that means countries in Central America, for example, you cannot be promptly deported. If you come from Mexico, you can be turned back and deported immediately. If we treat people that come across our border the same, just like we do Mexican nationals every single day, we can immediately turn back and deport families together. And the other thing is, if we overturn the Flores settlement, which is what I just talked about a little bit earlier, both of these bills that are being considered this week will allow families to be placed in detention together. However, Democrats are going to reject these reforms because, again, all they want is the government to release these people into the interior of our country together, irrespective of all the effects that we'll have going forward. People will get the message south of the border that, hey, if you come here with a child, you will get released into the interior of the country and get to stay.
Yeah, we're speaking with RJ Hallman of the Federation for American Immigration Reform. You can see their website at fairus.org. The president seems to be willing to give quite a bit to get what he wants in the border wall funding when it comes to the compromise bill. If he's interested in signing this bill, he would be making a lot of concessions that I think a lot of staunch Republicans might not be too thrilled about. But each of these bills, the Goodlatte bill and the compromise bill, give you the indication that the president is willing to negotiate and to compromise in order to solve this problem. What are the Democrats willing to do?
No, absolutely. You know, it's kind of wild. I mean, the president ran on, he said he'd rescind DACA on day one. Again, the fact that he has even floating that he's open to a path to citizenship for 1.8 million people is the betrayal of a campaign promise. Now, you know, from our organization's perspective, you know, we're opposed to any type of amnesty. you know, especially before a lot of reforms are put in place. But I think Democrats need to understand. I mean, if you asked many of them when he was elected if he'd be offering a path to citizenship to 1.8 million people, they'd think you're crazy. And the fact that they won't come aboard here is pretty wild. And I mean, the president, you know, again, we're opposed to his support for amnesty, but he's really exposed the Democratic Party as being the party of no immigration enforcement and open borders. And you will see that. That will be on display, full display on Thursday, when I guarantee you right now that both of those bills will have zero Democratic votes.
Yeah. What more do they need? What more do the Democrats need on top of this compromise bill that they're not getting?
I mean, they want everybody in the country here to be able to stay. Again, if I think they have gripes with every little bit of enforcement in there. Again, it fully funds President Trump's border wall and cracks down on sanctuary cities. And again, Democrats have doubled down, on sanctuary policies since President Trump has came in office. Again, it's we used to think that the Democratic Party, they just want everybody to get amnesty. Well, even if you give them a big amnesty of nearly 2 million people, that's still not enough. It's a combination of, them wanting an amnesty for 11 million people and them also wanting no enforcement. So it's they want people that are currently here to all get to stay, and then they want a new wave of 10 million more people to come here, and then them get to stay.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton famously said she dreams of a borderless hemisphere. So it's not really surprising to hear that necessarily. And the other thing, too, is that I feel like President Trump has done a good job of openly talking about concessions he'd be willing to make, which if you'd have told them in the campaign that this Republican president would be willing to concede these things, it would match up quite a bit with some of their policies that they campaigned on themselves. But since he said, this is what I want and this is what I won't negotiate on, but I'm willing to give this, they've had to move the goalpost even further so that it wouldn't be achievable. What is President Trump's non-negotiable when it comes to these immigration laws?
Well, again, I think he said, too, that, he has this, four-pillar approach. Both of these bills do fall within those four pillars, to some extent. From our organization's perspective, and I know we've made our thoughts clear to the White House, we wish they'd lean into the Goodlatte bill a little bit more because it goes much farther in all four of his pillars. But, I mean, those four pillars, the areas he said, again, it's the amnesty component, addressing kind of the DACA recipients or younger people that were brought here illegally, legal immigration reforms, ending chain migration, visa lottery, moving towards a merit-based immigration system, and then obviously fully funding his key campaign promise, which is the border wall. I mean, those are the things that he has ran on. But, again, when the Democrats are out there, Chuck Schumer's made a statement, Nancy Pelosi's made a statement, all they're doing is just rejecting the whole idea of a compromise with President Trump. They're saying, oh, he's fulfilling the racist right-wing wish list and things like that. They're not saying exactly what they're for, what they're against, why they believe unfettered mass immigration to the United States is good for this country and good for the American people.
Do you have any knowledge on this separation that occurs between these parents and these children? What's the time length on that separation, and how soon are they reunited, and where and how?
Yeah, no, it's all unclear right now, too, as well, because, you have these, when these parents are being put in criminal proceedings, and, these courts down there are so backlogged, nobody really knows. I know the children, they try to place them initially with a sponsor here in the country as well, but if there's one that's not there, they have to remain in these shelters by HHS. Taxpayers spend billions of dollars housing a lot of these minors. And we have to remember, too, two different situations are kind of getting conflated here. Yes, you have some children that are being separated from their parents because the parents are in criminal proceedings. But the vast majority of people being housed by the government right now came to the border unaccompanied. That means that the federal government they were brought up with a smuggler or a trafficker, and the federal government cannot find them a guardian here in the United States to take care of them. In the situation that they do find a guardian, they place them with that guardian, even if they are in the country illegally. The government goes out of its way to take care of these children. We are a humane country. That is what's going on. Any other attempt to demonize what we're doing is just politics at its worst.
One other question before I let you go here is, I'm dabbling probably where I shouldn't, but this is in the UN's Universal Declaration of Human Rights. This is over my head, which is why I'm going to ask you this question. But when it comes to asylum seekers and people who come here and they claim that they need our sanctuary, according to the UN, as I read it, it looks like that the asylum is supposed to be from like government oppression and tyranny.
Absolutely.
And not so much just like it's really bad where I come from because the government is, you know, negligent or whatever it might be. What are these people who are coached to seek asylum? What's happening there? And are they even accurate in doing so?
No, you're right. Coached is the right word. People learn two words, the two magic words, credible fear. I have credible fear of returning to my homeland. You're right. A generalized fear of violence or crime, there's countries all over the world where America is a vastly better place, where they have high crime rates and other strife going on. It's supposed to be a systematic kind of oppression by a government. That's what governs our asylum standards. Yeah, you're right. A generalized fear of, oh, you know, I'm struggling with, you know, domestic violence or something, as horrible as that is, I mean, that's not a standard for asylum. You know, if our asylum standards are so broad, we end up, you know, preventing the people that truly need asylum from taking advantage of our system when everything gets so backlogged with people launching all these frivolous claims because they can utter the words credible fear.
Yeah, it's different to be a persecuted Christian in Syria than it is to be somebody who's in like a drug-ridden
neighborhood.
Yeah, because we have those here.
Of course, we do.
Yeah, well, thank you, R.J. Hellman with the Federation of, oh, pull it back up here, Federation for American Immigration Reform and FairUS.org. You guys have a lot of really great information on here. This is one of those issues that I think a lot of people feel like they have an opinion on, but it never hurts to have a little more facts behind why, and it's all there at FairUS.org. Thank you so much. We appreciate
it. Thanks, Annie.
Bye-bye.